AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Hermine is turning hundreds of miles offshore in the Atlantic Ocean. It spun away from the East Coast, removing the threat of heavy rain, but maintaining enough power to cause dangerous waves and rip currents and keep some beaches off limits. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Dennis Feltkin says tropical storm conditions are expected to spread into New England Sunday night through Monday.
The tropical storm warning has been extended northward to include portions of southeastern New England and now extends from north of Fenwick Island, Delaware, all the way up to Sagamore Beach, and that includes Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket.
Donald Trump's visit to an African-American church in Detroit Saturday was one subject on the Sunday talk shows.
Dr. Ben Carson, who was with Donald Trump Saturday in Detroit, says the church visit wasn't just for show.
This is a subject about which he cares deeply.
Not so, says New York Congressman Gregory Meeks, a Hillary Clinton supporter, who's the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus PAC.
You have what I think is a bait and switch scenario that Donald Trump is trying to put on and to, you know, in the words of Marco Rubio, con the American people, in this instance, con African Americans.
Both Meeks and Carson appeared on Fox News Sunday. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. will not rush into a deal with Russia to try to end Syria's civil war. He and the Russian foreign minister plan to meet again Monday.
We're determined to do what I've said all along, which is take the time to make sure that we're doing this in a way that gives it the best chance of success.
He's holding talks in China on Syria and the fight against Islamic extremists. This is AP Radio News. Don't hold your breath for a new number one movie. The AP's Jamie Fryer has the weekend box office results.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's insane, bro.
The low-budget thriller Don't Breathe stays number one for the second straight weekend. It cost just $10 million to make and has already topped $51 million in ticket sales.
Fail the mission, you die.
She seems nice.
The last unofficial weekend of summer was a slow one at the nation's theaters. Suicide Squad holds in second place, followed by Pete's Dragon. I'm Jamie Fryer.
A tennis player at the U.S. Open in New York was caught using his cell phone during a changeover and was admonished by the chair umpire. Marcos Bagatis of Cyprus says he was trying to send a message to his wife. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.